Well, since you've clicked on this, we both know what you're here for. Your cunt is longing, and you just want to give it up to people and let them do whatever to him. And now you're here. Then good. You don't get a say anymore if you don't click back now. Now I get to control what you are to do with yourself, and you are going to follow. You're going to be a good cunt for me. Well, yeah, eventually I will start dressing you, and you need to get a few things for me, but you need to earn it, and I'm going to tell you how. Then let's start with the basics. I hope you're still clothed, and you are going to find a mirror and a marker pen. If you're already naked, then make sure you have your underwear with you. So that's three things for you. And you're going to get a vibrator or a stimulator. So that's four things. Now go and get it. I'm gonna wait here. Good. Now, I want you to put them in order. You go to a mirror. You have to make sure it's big enough for you to watch yourself in. Don't give me that pocket mirror shit. You will go to the bathroom if that's what it takes, and you lock the door. Make sure you have the whole mirror to yourself. And then you place everything from left to right, and I want you to place them nicely. First, the marker pen. And then the vibrator. And I want you to nicely fold your worn underwear and put it in place. Are you done? Then leave them there. You go look at yourself in the mirror with those things. And I want you to take your time and take a good look. Because nothing would be in place when we're done with this. And now, I have a task for you. I want you to go and look at the nearest underwear that's not yours. Emphasis on the not yours part. You're gonna go first in the laundry basket. Look for a dirty one. Well, if there is none, then you can go for a clean one and you can go ahead. Just look for it. It could be your mother's, maybe your father's, maybe your sister's, your brother's, or maybe you're in a dorm and you're looking for your roommate's stuff, or maybe your partner's. But the main point is, aim for a dirty one if you could. Clean underwear are only an option when there's none. So just go and find it. Go and pick a good one. Especially if there's plenty to choose from, choose an extra dirty one. You have it? Then I want you to fold it nicely. Just, the left. And the right and the bottom, and then hold it in your hand. Isn't this nice? So neatly fold, and then it's not just, oops, I accidentally caught it. You are deliberately taking someone's underwear, and now you're looking at it, and you should feel dirty. I want you to take a good look at it. Think about how the owner wears it and where his or her genitals would be. And I want you to go ahead and turn the underwear inside out and just smell it and find out how the genital smells like. Go ahead, smell it. Smell it. Make sure to breathe it in and look closely for any stains. Smell that. And now I want you to take it back to the mirror. Fold it again. Fold it nicely. But this time with the richest smelling part up. And then you place it in front of the marker pen because that's the first thing we're going to work on. And now? Now you look at yourself in the mirror. And this is you. And I want you to look at yourself in the eye. Just look at yourself. And I want you to seductively take off all your clothes. You have to do it seductively to practice. And I want you to seduct yourself. You're gonna take off everything. And then you're going to part your hair nicely for me. And make sure you look nice when naked, okay? If you have any accessory that has like personal meaning, then okay, take it off. And I wanted to put it on your ankle. You have a necklace, you have a bracelet that reminds you of a good time. Take them off and put it on your ankle. And I think you know right why already, because your personal matter doesn't fucking matter that much. Like, you're that useless cunt, and what resembles you, you can keep them, but below your cunt. And I want you to look at yourself as you kneel. You first get on your knees with your legs open, and then your hands in between. Open your mouth and stick your tongue out. Yeah, take a good look at yourself. And that's you now. You should practice having an audience. And now just turn around and show the mirror a very good look of your cunt. Make it entertaining. Put your hips up in the air, wiggle your butt. Let everyone have a good look. And then you're gonna hold the position and look back in the mirror. Let the audience have a good look at your cunt and your face at the same time. And I didn't ask you to close your mouth, so keep them open. Keep your tongue out. Take a good look of yourself. That's you now. That's how you should act. And that's how you become entertaining to other people. Okay, now we go back to position. Back on your knees, the first time you kneel down. You see that dirty underwear? Now you're gonna place the smelly part on your tongue. And then stick the rest of it in, like a gag. No tricks, just taste it. Just put it in and taste it. And you would start rubbing your dick now and watch yourself with the underwear in your mouth that doesn't belong to you. And you watch yourself stroke yourself. It's even better if you're starting to blush a bit. That would be beautiful. You won't come. You aren't allowed to. Don't plan on coming. Just watch yourself. Stroke it. Stroke yourself and taste it. Really feel that taste in your mouth. You look at the person every day and it turns out, ooh, that's how they taste like. Oh, and you, with that underwear in your mouth, you would start soaking it. So you should like Lick the underwear stains clean before it tastes like nothing but your saliva. Trust me, it's not going to taste nice. But take your time. Rub yourself. Rub yourself while looking at yourself. Blush. And taste it. Smell it. Think about a person. And rub yourself even harder. Don't take your eyes off yourself and enjoy that taste of your mother, the scent of your sister, the sweat of your roommate, or whatever that is. And when the underwear is clean, you have to stop. Just when it's clean, you just gotta stop and just take your hands off. Now, check. I want you to check it for me. Check how wet you are down there. You're gonna take the underwear out of your mouth and check how wet you are. And wipe yourself clean. Wipe your face clean with your shoulder. Don't waste time. And, well, if you aren't wet, then you should be ashamed of yourself. Check again and smell your hand. You like that? Smell yourself. And if it's not wet enough, check again. And now you should wipe that wet under your nose. Well, you have enough, then you would wipe it all over your face like lotion. Do it now. Do it now. And watch yourself in the mirror as you do so. Yeah, you love the smell of that. You should. You should get used to it and like it. Maybe you won't even wash your hands after this. Well, and now we're moving on to the marker pen. Just take it. Okay, you're gonna sit down and open your legs. Seductively again, of course. You need to get used to having an audience. And you do it. And now, do you see yourself leaning back? And you need to see your wet face. You need to smell your own kind. And then you see how your legs open. And then you have two fat flecks in front of you. Because you should see everything and smell everything. And now you get a marker pen and write on your thigh. One of it says, "Days without coming." And then write it on this other flag. This is for Brandon. This is for me. And take your time. And you write it nicely. Use some calligraphy or something. Make it nice. Because they would stay on for a rather long time. When you're done, take a good look in the mirror and pat your cunt for me. Pat it very, very gently and adoringly. Like you're inviting people to come. Like, come on, pet me. Like I'm petting myself. Fondle your body and your thighs for me. When you pet your cunt, you fondle it very nicely. Like you're petting a puppy. Like you're so longing for people to pet you and touch you all over. And you better look at yourself and think about how you can sell your body to me like a salesman. Like convince me, put on a show. And look hungry for me. Do it. And enjoy it. You're going to edge yourself for a long time for me. And if you find this hot, and if you want to continue, you should sign beneath my name, like for that Brandon part. Not your regular name, like the cuter version, like you know, if you're Kaden, then you say, Kitty, and if you're Skylar, then Skyly. Just sign it. You're gonna keep it. look at yourself in the mirror. We'll be moving on to the vibrator. Turn it on and put it on your dick. And when it is on, I want you to whisper on repeat, "Please play with my wet cunt." Say it. And when you say it, I want you to imagine yourself in the public, or if you don't prefer public, then imagine with me, and you just ache for someone to play with your body. You're just wetting yourself for other guests. Repeat it. "Please play with my wet cunt however you want." I want you to edge yourself, but you're not allowed to come. Not at all. Not at all. Like, when you're done, take away the vibrator. And just look at yourself firmly. Don't let yourself come. Be honest. Edge yourself for me. If you come very easily, then, you know, have some goddamn self-control. Don't come, just stop earlier. Be honest with me. And you should be smelling yourself in the room. Because if it was to me, if I get that wet, you can smell it in the room. And it just smells so primal. That's a good thing. Edge yourself for me, but don't come. I'm gonna go ahead and assume that you have already edged yourself. Now that you've stopped, and maybe you have turned your vibrator off. And this is a decisive moment. Let's check how wet you are. Look down. Have you created a wet spot? Tell me. And you tell me, and you call me sir when you answer. Did you or did you not made a wet spot, cunt? Well, you can pull open your cunt to see if anything leaks out, and if it doesn't leak, then you take your underwear, you shove it inside, and don't you come when you put it inside. And just let your underwear stay there as I continue. But if you have an adequately wet spot and there is something I want you to get for me, but this time, you know, you do the same about... like the above, and you put your underwear inside, and don't come when you put your underwear inside of your cunt. Now get back into position and kneel. And watch yourself as I speak. You're gonna keep doing this, and then give yourself a mark on your thigh if you end up not coming. If you fall, you will deduct marks from your thigh. And if you fall below zero marks, then you're a disgrace. You know, just leave. You don't even deserve to be listening to this. But if you do it in front of an open window and rub your wet cunt on a window glass afterwards, you get 2 points. So it's a point system now. And when you get 5 points, so you have edged 5 days, or if you're feeling kinky, then it might just take 3. Then, oh well, and I want you to get the following for me. I want you to get a black bow tie, a nice black underwear that matches the bow tie, and if you did make a wet spot, I want you to get a glass ashtray for cigarettes. I'm not asking you to smoke, but just get it. And you're not allowed to try this outfit on until you have told me, and I have allowed you to. Is an outfit to be earned. And now, with your underwear still in your cunt, I want you to edge on the furniture for me. And when you finish, I do have a little task for you. Now just go ahead and edge yourself on the furniture for me. I'm just imagining what sorts of furniture would you guys prefer. I'm guessing the handle of a couch would be nice because it's usually so fat and thick, like a thigh. And maybe some of you would go for, the leg of a table. That's hot too. But you have to kneel like a dog. Which is extra hard. Do let me know which different furnitures did you decide. And I think it's a very good mixture because you have your underwear in between, so maybe it would make it smell but not wet. You should do it regularly on one furniture until it has your distinct smell. You should do it until someone is asking about the smell. Okay. Now you can stop. And the following part depends on whether you have champagne in your fridge. Since you don't have the ashtray yet, and you pour yourself a nice glass of champagne and then take the underwear out. Check how wet your underwear is. You have to smell it. And now I want you to soak the underwear in the champagne for 2 good minutes. And then later you will drink it when I ask you to. If you have the ashtray already, then it would be a completely different story. I will tell you next time what you're gonna do with the ashtray. Meanwhile, you now would go back to the mirror. You would clean up everything. You have to wash that poor person's underwear or lucky person's underwear and put it back in place. You put your vibrator back in place, wash it before, and then you put the marker pen on your bedside as a reminder. You must do all of that naked. Or if you're feeling a bit generous, you can take the stolen underwear and just put it in your bedroom. And tell me if you did that. And you know what? I'm feeling generous. If you don't have champagne, then I can settle for a wet red wine. You can pour yourself some red wine and then put that underwear in there. But if you don't have red wine or champagne, then get one next time. But you're now to put your underwear in your mouth the whole time when you're doing the cleaning up. It's better to be a responsible cunt than an irresponsible one. And it would be nicer because I'm here with you as you're doing all the cleaning. I'm feeling very generous. So you're done. Now you go to the kitchen and get a plate. Who do you think you are? You aren't allowed to drink like others from a glass. And you aren't allowed to drink that champagne and wine until you've leaked enough juices to deserve an ashtray. Next time, if you have an ashtray, you're just gonna edge with that ashtray below your cunt, and you're gonna leak into that ashtray, and you're just going to pour champagne into the ashtray, put the ashtray on the floor, and lap it up like a good dog. Now, well, you know how important it is to get yourself nice and wet. Now you push your cunt against the mirror and leave a wet spot there. Now put that soaked underwear on a plate, take it to the mirror, and drink your own juice and the champagne with no hands, just the mouth. So you would have to kneel. Enjoy the drink. And enjoy the taste of it. And I hope you feel a bit fancy and you'd like the ceremony of this, because the playing section is not just something you put on the audio and just play with. It should be ceremonial. Prepares yourself for the whole play. The whole section. Drink with your butt still in the air. And when you're done, you're now to put everything back in place. The plate, the glass, the underwear. Wouldn't it be easier to just put it in the washing machine? And then when you put everything back in place, when everything is back in place, then you watch yourself dress up. Watch yourself putting your clothes back on. But if you're too horny to function, then now go for a shower. But you would have to kneel in the bathtub, open your mouth and gape to the shower head like you're waiting for someone to use your mouth. And then you turn the tap on and let the shower cap to rain on you. And I know the first 2 seconds are cold, but you're not allowed to hide. You take a shower and wash away all the horny thoughts you have in you and just refresh yourself. And when everything is done, when you're done getting dressed, or when you're done showering and getting dressed, come to look for that wet spot you left earlier on the mirror and just lick it clean. Give it a kiss after you're done. And that's what I call a section.